Good morning, New Smyrna Beach, Edgewater, Port Orange, Oak Hill, and points elsewhere. It is Wednesday in the fourth week of Easter. How are you feeling today? Are you alive? Yeah! Let's begin with prayer. Lord, you are a God who catches us off guard a lot of the times. It's not that that's the way you intended it to be. It's just the way it sort of turns out, because we are so focused on, well, to be real honest, on our own selves. It's so hard sometimes not to think about our own safety. It's so hard not to think about our own wants and needs. It's so hard. And yet, that's what you call us to do. So, Lord, as we hear this gospel for today, help us to listen to you, not to our own wants and needs, not to our own need to have people agree with us, but rather, in this moment, simply to agree with you. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. The gospel appointed for today comes from John. Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I've come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has a judge. The word that I have spoken will be his judge on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority. The Father who sent me has himself given me commandment what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has bidden me." Jesus cried out. He cried out. He came into a world and he cried out. He cried out because, things were really difficult. When he came into this world, he came into a world where really, maybe even everybody was walking in darkness. That's what the prophet Isaiah said. They walk in darkness, and now I've given them the light. But Jesus came as a light. Do you know how much pressure it is to be a light? I mean, the light has to cut through the darkness. Darkness never cuts through light. Light cuts through darkness. If you don't believe me, think about lasers. But light is what we are. And light is what Jesus gave to us. Because light is what the Father is. And Jesus only says what the Father tells him to say. And so our job is to, in a sense, be like Jesus. You know, it really wasn't because Jesus wanted us to just memorize Bible verses that he came to this earth. It wasn't because he wanted us just to have all these sayings that, you know, he could say, well, Jesus said this and Jesus said that. He wanted us to become more of what we were supposed to be. And what was Jesus more than anything else? Jesus was a person who loved. He was a person who loved his Father, number one, but then he loved all the people that crossed his path and even people who didn't cross his path. And he did that because somehow inside of himself, he didn't see himself as a judge, but he saw himself rather as a savior, as someone who, I'm out here to try and reach as many people as I can, to touch as many people as I can in a way that sort of shows the joy of the light, shows the joy of the world, shows the incessant incredible miracle of really being full. That's what our job is, whether you like it or not. You know, plain and simple. I'm not going to let you off the hook. But how many of us really think about ourselves? I mean, how many things now in the midst of the environment that we are in, you know, sort of evaluate everybody else on what they're doing or not what they're doing? You know, I mean, if you're on the one side of things where you're really concerned about the disease, you're probably evaluating on, well, that person doesn't seem to be caring about the disease. No social distance there, not doing what he's supposed to be doing. If you're on the other side, you're saying, oh, man, that guy's just scared anything. This doesn't mean anything. Well, you know, I hate to tell you this, but if you think this is nothing, go talk to the people who have lost somebody. Go there. Go sit down. Maybe in New York City. Get yourself a plane ticket. Fly up. Go out and, you know, talk to the people that have lost somebody. Because that's their reality. We've been fortunate down here so far. We've been spared. But we live as though, not that we were spared, because if we were really knew we were spared, then to be honest with you, we also would realize the danger. But we live as if sometimes it just doesn't matter. You know, I lived a lot of my life that way. I mean, you know, I used to always say that, you know, I mean, most people have their teens, their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, and so on. You know, and I had my teens, and I had my 20s. I got to my 30s, and my 20s were so good, I had another set of 20s. But somewhere in my 40s, I started to think I had to grow up. I had to mature. And I had to realize I wasn't the center of the universe. I really want to be, though. But I'm not. And neither are you. And I think as we start our day out every day where we say we're not the center of the universe, but we're here to be a light to our neighbors, then you know what? You're going to connect with God through Jesus Christ like you've never done before. But you got to determine yourself that the agenda for the day, although you may have to accomplish some things, and I'm not telling you not to do the things that are on your list, but the real agenda for the day is you not being the center of the universe and you being light to the people who cross your path. How do you be a light to people who cross your path? Is to treat them with respect. To meet them where they are. To meet life on life's terms. To live in the moment and do the best you can. But remember, the light, Jesus, he was a savior, not a judge. Because if you're like me, you can set out to do that savior stuff, but you really easily slide into the judge side. You know, I went out to lunch actually yesterday with a friend. I won't tell you the name of the restaurant because I guarantee every one of you who are in listening, you know, distance, have been to this restaurant. It was funny because when I walked in there, I just wanted to get a fish sandwich. And I walked up to the counter, and I looked at the guy behind the counter. He didn't have gloves. He didn't have a mask on. I looked in the kitchen. The cook didn't have gloves. Didn't have, a mask on. He took my order. He took my money. And then he said, it'll be a couple of minutes. There were X's on the floor where we could stand. There were no tables or chairs, but there were X's on the floor. I walked over to be a little bit away, although there were not that many people there. It was in the afternoon. And I stood on the X, and I thought to myself, do I really think this X is going to protect me? Sure wish that X had gloves and a mask as they were preparing my food. Even if it didn't do anything, it would have made me feel better. You see, sometimes we do things to take care of other people. Not because it really protects me or you, but rather it gives peace to someone else. And by the way, when that Savior came into the world, the saying was, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. How are you going to live? How are you going to move today? You going to be the center of the universe? If that's the case, then slide right into judgment. Let's get it over with, because you know what? Be irritated at everybody else. Because you know what? Whether you're on one side or the other, you're going to be irritated at everybody. You'll only be looking for people who agree with you. And you'll never grow. Because if you only talk to people who agree with you, to tell you the truth, you're not in a classroom. You're in a rally. But we live in a life that is a classroom that tries to teach us to be more light than dark. I pray this day that you become more light. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.